We're on Daf Ches today. We're talking about the cotton, the three opinions about cotton. We at this point, without even learning the Gemara, we should know that there are three dais, right? We have the Tanakhama says Kershat of cotton, ain't Shumas and Shuma, they're totally disqualified. We have Reb Yehuda, right, who says that the Shumas cotton is good. Think so. Let me just double check it and make sure I'm not saying the wrong thing. I don't like to say anything anymore by heart because my brain doesn't work anymore. Cotton shalo hevi shtei saris, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a truma say truma. Right? Rabbi Yehuda. The mayor is a Tanakama, Sam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. He holds it's not truma at all.
Until he brings
to the Well, then it's not a cotton.
Right.
Cotton, we're talking about cotton. And Rabbi Yehuda holds is a good truma, even if he's 10, once he's a bar das. The cotton is good. And Rabbi Yaisi holds it's totally in whether he's reached the age in the darv. Okay? Which is usually 1 year before he becomes a gadol. Okay, let's see what's going on over here. So let's start the Gemara. It says, Tani B'Shein Reb Meir. The Gemara says like this. Lo Elam Ein Truma Se Truma. The Brisa tells us that it's never Truma. Ad Shri Yavish Tei Saras until he has the two Saras. Exactly what this is coming to Mechadish. The Gra seems to be saying that the Chiddush here is that even if he's reached the age of godless, but if he doesn't have Shtei Saras, he's still not going to be good. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, Meshem Rabbi Hila. We're going to skip the parentheses. It says over here that this is misplaced. It's going to be in the next column. Rabbi Yehuda, Meshem Rabbi Hila, Lo Siso Lo Chet. You know why? Because it says in the Pasuk that, let's see, the Pasuk is quoted on the bottom over here, on the in the Torah, Or HaShalom over here, Dalet, Lo Siso Lo Chet, HaRimcha Meskal Be Mimenu, Veskachim Reisrael, Sechal Lo Samusum. In other words, If you go ahead and you do the truma the way you're supposed to, then you won't carry a chait. That obviously means that if you don't do what you're supposed to, you will carry a chait. A cotton is not a bar chait. He's not a bar mitzvah. So the pasuk therefore is excluding katanim, right? As shehu b'nesius avon tarim, the shein of b'nesius avon ain't a tarim. A simple drasha. We had a drasha earlier in the Masechta. We had actually two of them. I think we had Ish v'lo Kotner, if you remember. That was on the Aleph. And we also had v'nech Shav, because it has to be a Bar Machshava. He's not a Bar Machshava. But right over here, the Gemara is introducing yet another drasha. It's not unusual to have several drashas to say the same thing. Ha-Seivon, Ha-Re-Goy. So they asked the question, they said, well, what about a guy, right? A guy, he's not mitzvah to take shuma, but yet we've seen that a guy can be mafresh shuma on his own. Peiros in Eretz Yisrael, we said that several times already. So it's a reshus, but he's not going to see his oven. So what do you do with this pasuk? That's his question. Hatevun harei guy, are you going to see his oven of the term? How could he be tarim? It says over here that the Mishnah that says that he is tarim is a Mishnah in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay, or 32a. A dollar can separate truma from produce that grew in his field. Okay? So he's not going to see his oven, that's the question. So that question slugs up that limud. That limud, let's say we're daicha that limud for now. Okay, it's not totally been a sea of the ability to be tarim truma is not totally in the sea of solvent. Okay, so let's try another one. Let's try another source. Now we're saying that part, those parentheses, if you'll see. The parentheses that we skipped, we're sticking them in here. That's why they're in brackets. They were moved to this position. Rabbah Rabbanah B'Shem Rabbanim Nechshav comes from Maskam. The Nechshav is it shall be thought, meaning as Shekosu B'Machshava Torim. whenever it says thought, it means he can separate truma. That means if the thought has legal impact, then she'ein chasam b'machshava ein atrum. If it doesn't say, if in other words, if the thought does not have legal impact, he can't take. So the minor is not does not have legal thought. He's capable of thinking, but he's just it just doesn't have legal implications.
Yeah.
That's the next Gemara. That's the next Kasha. Hatevon hare goy. What of a case of the goy? She ain't ksiv bo machshava. It doesn't say thought about him. Okay. I mean
because he's not under the next shot.
His thought does not have legal impact with respect to Torah law. The term, and yet he can be machshav, he can be term truma. Vatani Reb Hayshia goy meim la machshava. Hayshia learned they don't have machshava. Where does Hayshia say that? So it's going to be clarified going further. Let's go a little further. Where does he say that? Now we're in Kesamah base. Tamon, where was Reb Hayshia's statement that it's not that, that a guy doesn't have machshava? That was talking about Hakshir. That's talking about being Makshir, making Tumma, you know, Moksha and Kabitumma. So that's where his Makshava doesn't have an impact. The Khan with Truma. But here we're talking about Truma. In the context of Truma, it does have legal impact. But the cotton does not have the capacity for thought in any way. So that's this drush over here. So we're explaining Remeir Shita. Right, so we have finally figured out a mucker for a mayor. Number four, the mayor's opinion is thus resolved. He excludes a minor because he lacks the capacity for thought. What else do we want to say over here?
He's worse than a guy.
He's worse than a guy. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Next. So, we have Rav Acha, Rav Chinuna, b'shem Rav Kahana. Kedivrei Mishu who Omer Eino Toirim, Eino Makdash. So Rav Acha says the following. This is quoting Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says the following. We'll call it an equation. If you hold, you can't be Toirim. So the Rav Meir, for instance, he says that he can't be Toirim Truma. So if that's the case, then he also can't be Makdash a carbon, a behemoth for a carbon. One follows the other. The Gemara says, "Lomaloi Amar Kedivrei Mishu Oimer Toirim Makdash." Why didn't Rav Kahana say the opposite? He said the negative part. He said, "If you hold, you cannot be Toirim, you cannot be Makdash." Why didn't he say the other way around? If you hold, you can be Toirim, then you can be Makdash. Why didn't he say that? The Gemara is going to say a simple answer because that rule is not true. Why? We begin the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda Amar Toirim. They ain't a makdash because Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah, as you remember, which started off the beginning of the learning session here, we quoted the three Shitas in the Mishnah, just to review for those who came a little late, that we had the Tanakhama saying that a Shekher Shadra cotton is never mafresh truma at all, ever. Rabbi Yehuda holds a cotton is mafresh truma, even if he's a bona fide cotton, 10 years old, 8 years old, as long as he's a bradas, he can be mafresh truma. And Rabbi Yossi, who said he had to be in the Parsham Nedarim. So Rav Kahana said, I couldn't say that if you can take Truma, you could be Makdish, because Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, you could be Mafresh Truma at age 8, but at age 8 you can't make something Hektish. They're two separate halachas. What's the difference? What's the Svar? Dov knows from previous sessions, we've said this already a couple of times, and we're saying it yet again, that there all you're doing is you're taking out the truma, which is there, it's present really. You're just being mavarit. You're taking something that's about, but you're not creating something new, so to speak. So that will be a svara. Okay.
What about a guy?
So it takes less capacity.
What about a guy? What? A guy can take truma, and he can be makdash. So that works out fine. That's not a problem.
No.
Yeah, but it's not. But the point is, he can't make a general rule, right? He made a rule. One rule he could say for sure, that if you hold like a mayor that a katan cannot make truma, then you can certainly not be makdish something. But the other way, that if you can make truma, that you can be makdish, you couldn't say that because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true. That's all the Gemara says. It's very simple. You have Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Tarim, Ve'eno makdish. So that is Rav Kahana's position in this matter. Okay. Now, the Gemara is now going to quote Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees. So here's where it gets interesting. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afilu l'man d'omer ain't a term, even according to a mayor who holds you cannot take truma, makdish, he can make it hektish. Now here it's very interesting. What kind of svar is this? So footnote 10 has a long arichas about this. So let's just look at some of it inside. First of all, let's read the first paragraph just to review what he's saying here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, a mayor agrees that a minor's net or vow is effective and renders the object forbidden to him biblically. Of course, remember when I said that Rabbi Meir is going to hold you could be makdish, and I don't mean an 8-year-old. No one holds an 8-year-old to be makdish because he's not able to make a neder, and the only way something becomes hektish is through the koyach of neder. As we know, harei olai oila, harei zu oila, right? It's all the parsha of nedarim that allows you to be makdish something. So if he's not bar nedarim, he certainly can be makdish something. When we say a katan can be makdish, therefore, we're talking about when he's a boy who's 12. Okay? So, Rabbi Yochanan holds a mayor agrees that a minor's ned or vow is effective and renders the object forbidden to him biblically, meaning that that din of Higila Onyas Nadarim is a din d'oraisa. There are those who hold it d'rabbanan. Moreover, a mayor agrees that even his hektish would be valid and endows the object with its kaddish on a d'oraisa level. You could be moil in such a thing, right? Nevertheless, Rav Meir disqualifies a minor from separating truma because the Gemara says above, there's a pasuk that excludes him from a nechshav, right? Now, let's go to the next paragraph. The Rishonim provide a rationale for this. It's a very interesting svar over here he gives. For treating truma more stringently than the Dharma and Hektish, right? We're saying now that Rav Meir's position is a cotton can never be makdish, can never be mafresh truma. But even if he's 11, even if he's 12. But when it comes to making it hektish, he holds you could be makdish. What svara is that? Why would there be a svara for that? So here's what he says. A minor who reached the age of vows is capable of creating restrictions through his nadarm. So making it hektish, it becomes a davro, which is asur b'hanoah. He's creating an iser. But in the case of truma, that does not merely sanctify the truma portion and render it prohibited to non-kohanim. Yes, he creates an iser of truma, but on top of that, he creates a heter. The tevel, which was usher ba'achila before, is now become mutter ba'achila to the zar. That already is a whole different thing. So nedarim can create isurim, but to have hafrashas truma, not only does it create an iser achila on zar to the truma, but it also is mater the tevel. It's a different approach to it. It renders the tevel produce permitted for consumption. So a minor can initiate new restrictions through vowing and consecrating, but it does not empower him to rectify the tevel. That's as far as a nice little lumdisha thing over here. So that's Reb Yochanan's. Let's just work this out. This is where we're explaining. We have now machlokas between Rav Kahana and Reb Yochanan. Just to follow all the names here in the Gemara, Rav Kahana said the mandu yomer who says you cannot be mafresh truma, meaning Reb Meir holds you cannot be makdash something either. One follows the other. Rav Yochanan says, no, even the man d'amar holds you cannot be makdish truma, can be makdish something. And the svara we just gave, because one is an iser, and one is is makdish something. So Rav Meir could hold an age of 12, you can make it hektish, because all you're doing is creating iser, but when it comes to truma, he holds you cannot be makdish truma, because that's being makdish the tevel. Now, What you got a problem?
I didn't understand how that other thing was matter the table then.
How what? I
mean, how the katan was matter the table then by doing what he did.
Rameyer holds, you cannot.
No, before Rameyer, you were talking about that when you were reading the notes.
Rabbi Yochanan says you cannot. Rabbi Yochanan's going, don't get mixed up here. Rabbi Yochanan's going in Rameyer, and he's explaining Rameyer Shita that the same way, that not the same way, that Rav Kahana said that the same way you can't make a truma, you can't make Hekdesh.
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan holds no, even though you can't make truma, but you could make Hekdesh.
Right.
And the Svara is because Hekdesh only creates an Isser, whereas truma, not only is it creating an Isser, it's also being matter the Tevel, and therefore the Kutton doesn't have a Kayak Hatera. That's why Rav Meir holds it's Osir. It's not effective.
Cotton
cannot be mafresh at all. Now, he adds, and Rabbi Yaisi, what does Rabbi Yaisi hold? Rabbi Yaisi holds that cotton could be mafresh truma.
What does he do with that problem?
So what does he maintain? Rabbi Yaisi argues on Rameyer completely. He argues on Tanakama, right? He holds on a cotton, even if it's Lahiv Shnei Saras, he could be mafresh truma. So what's his svara? So he says like this. He says, even when separating truma, the principal effect of one's declaration is to sanctify the truma. In other words, that's the main thing that's going on. Creating the kedushas truma, creating the isra to the zara on the truma. The heter that becomes rectified, that's a consequential result. It's an indirect result. It's not a direct result.
Even though the one is 2% of the product.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The percentage is not important. The question is, what is the main thrust of my dibur? So that would be a lumdish way of being mazmer the machlokes. Rav Meir holds that it's the mater is licked in the verta, like they were saying in Yiddish, right? That it's part and parcel of the maisa afreshas truma, whereas Rabbi Yaisi holds no, it's not part of it at all. That the main hafrasha, the main din of the hafrasha is creating the issa. Any miner who's capable of making a netter is also capable of separating truma. That's Rabbi Yaisi. That's Rabbi Yaisi. That was not Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda we didn't explain. Yeah. Okay. So let's see over here. Umahu Makdash. Now that's why you have the is he quoted over here? I'm just going to quote it over here. That's a good paragraph to read. You're right. In summary, yeah, it's always good to read the summaries. It's always good to read that. So at the bottom of the left column in footnote 10, it says in summary. The Mishnah cites three Tanoim. We've said this many times already. We'll say it again. As far as a cotton being mafresh truma, Rabbi Meir, who's a Tanakhama, disqualifies every minor. Rabbi Yossi accepts the eligibility of a minor once he's reached the age of vows, 12 years old. Rabbi Huda accepts the eligibility of every intelligent minor. Rav Kahana and Rabbi Yochanan disagree in Rabbi Meir as far as Hekdesh is concerned. According to Rav Kahana, he disqualifies the minor from making an Hekdesh, even if he's reached the age of Nadarim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he's considered him fit once he's reached the age of vows. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, he considers any intelligent minor fit to separate Truma, even before reaching the age of vows. Obviously, you can't make Nadarim or consecrate Hekdesh before you've reached the age of vows, obviously. Okay, that's the summary. Okay, let's go weiter. Umayl Makdesh, what kind of Hekdesh can he make? So the Gemara says, Oilu Shlomim. What would a cotton bring? A cotton would bring an oil or a carbon Shlomim. But what about Chatas Chelev? So he's not Chayev. He has no, in other words, even if he's doing it for somebody else who would be Chayev, he wants to be Makdash the carbon for him on his behalf, it still wouldn't work, right? Because he's not in the Parsha. Lo Habi Chatas Chelev in the Yochel. Yeah, is ain't like Chatas Chelev. He's not Shayev to that Kedusha. Chatas Dam in the Yochel, same thing with Dam. Ain't like Chatas Dam. Not sure exactly why he divided out Dam and Chelev. Those are just different. examples of chatas, right?
Yeah.
Does he say why he divided it out? No, he doesn't say. Anyway, whatever. Yeah, just two separate Yisurim. I don't know. You know, like there's lots of chatos. All right, whatever. I don't know why it's divided that. Ma'o shuyavi karban ziva. Now, here's an interesting question. What happens, right? A katan who well, the rule by Zav again is if he sees three times that he's not allowed to eat a kachem, and he has to be marked with a karban, right? He says a karban. He says three emissions is required to bring a pair of bird offerings, a chatos, and an ola. See Leviticus 15, right? A metzora becomes tamei, is required upon purification to bring a group of offerings, an ashram, a chatas, and an ola. So these are matir, the person to, again, eat kachem again, right? Until then, he's considered called, we all know, it's called a mechuser kippurim, right? That's what a mechuser kippurim is. He hasn't brought these karbonos. Now, can the cotton be makdish, the karbonos that are necessary for him to become mutter in the kachem? Because he is shayach to zivus, no matter what age, from age, you know, I think it says akhtana, from the time she's born, she can become a zava. I think even less than three. I think from the time she's born. Yeah. So that's the question. Do we say that since these are obligatory, in other words, they're chiyuvim, so as far as a chiyuv is concerned, he can't be mark of them, because he's never obligated to bring them. Or do we say, since he's tomei, to either zivus or tzaras, he can therefore be makdish the karbonos as well? So my answer is, shitalach shehu mevi. It should be pashut that you can. I think, why does this bring a raya? It just says it's pashut. I don't know exactly sure. It's in 17. It says, logic dictates the Torah affords even a minor the opportunity to become completely purified of his tumah, imposing upon the burden of waiting until adulthood would run counter to this dictum. The dictum of Rochadachi Noam. Okay. So to make him stay Tomei and Mimachos Kippurim, his entire, you know, childhood would not be proper. So it makes more sense to say he can't do it. Okay. Although his father could theoretically do it as well.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice one. That's for
Shliach. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, Ma'o Shliach? What about, can the minor become a Shliach for someone else, right? He's reached the age of vows. Can he consecrate an offering on behalf of another person who was a Zav or a Metzora? Sounds to me, we were just talking about this before, that as far as Ola and Shlomim are concerned, that he could, right? Yeah, but... hold on a second. The Gemara had a question, right? When it came to Ola and Shlomim, that was Pashut, he can. Came to Chatas Chelev, he certainly, and Dam, he certainly cannot. Came to the Ziva, we had a question, we said he can. Now we're asking a question, can he become a Shliach for the Ziva? I'm just pointing out, the Gemara does not seem to have the question Ola and Shlomim to become a Shliach. The Gemara doesn't ask the question.
What is the question here? What is the purpose? He's a Shliach. From, of whom?
Of a gadol.
A gadol.
Yeah. The Gemara Fulda seems to understand the Gemara's question is dealing with a case where the adult Zav or Metzora has already consecrated his offering.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sorry. That's the second shot. First shot was Reb Chaim's shot. 18. Can an adult who became a Zav or a Metzora, who's obligated to bring an offering, can he appoint a minor to consecrate the offerings on his behalf? That's the way he wants it, okay? There's two pshatim here in the Gemara. Let's forget about the Gemara Fulda's pshat for now. The question is, can he be makdish, the karbonos, what?
Why does he need the cotton?
He's out of town.
I don't know.
It doesn't even matter. But it has to have some context.
What do you mean? I whenever we make shliach, why do you need a shliach?
No, because he already started with saying that was saying that if this pirish is already
forget about Mar Foldov. I'm sorry, I read Mar Foldov. That's a difference. It's an alternate shot.
Okay.
The difference between Mar Foldov is learning that he already had. The shaila is, could he bring Makrovit to the Beis HaMikdash? Could he bring it on his behalf? And it's a difficult shot because it doesn't really make sense. Because you don't need shlichos to bring Makrovit or carbon. If I have a carbon that's Kaddish, I'm just sending it with federal, I can send FedEx, UPS to the Beis HaMikdash. I don't need shlichos. So the question doesn't make any sense. Why would I not be able to use a cotton? So that's a sharp shot. Let's learn the shot of Reb Chaim, which is the question is, a question of can I use the cotton to be makdish the carbon? I'm a tzara. I became tar from my tzaras. I need to be makdish my carbonus. You cotton, go be makdish the carbonus for me. I'll let you pick out because you have a good eye. You know, kochel of Hashem is supposed to pick out the best animals, and you have a good eye. I don't know what a good animal is, what a bad animal is. You were brought up on a farm, and you know what a good animal is. I give you a case.
By doing that, you're creating
Isser
for somebody else.
And I'm doing a
fate.
What?
You're creating Isser for somebody else.
I'm creating Isser for someone else. Okay. Okay. Hold on a second. But I'm asking, why didn't the Gemara ask the same question about Ola?
That's what I'm going to ask you. By all the
Korbanos. Ola also creates an Isser, right? But the Gemara does not seem to be asking the question there. Yeah, Dov, you know, ask him? It's a valid diuk, no?
Yeah.
I don't see him mentioning this diuk.
What's the difference
between the, all of these? Now, they also point out that this question seems to only be one way. Can the gadol make the cotton a shliach? To say that the cotton could make a gadol a shliach, that seems to be off the table. That's a discussion also. But okay, let's just leave that as a ha'ara on the Gemara. So, ma'ashi yasabam shliach. Me'acha shuhum atami bahem. Do we say that since he becomes tummy through either of these tumas, so he can also consecrate the offerings for hunasabam shliach, he can become a shliach to make it a kaddish. Or me'acha shenu nasa shliach l'chol advarim, since he's not b'tar shlichas for any other things in Torah law, in hunasabam shliach, he can't become a shliach for these either. That's a question. Right? Now, let's see here. Yeah, 20 has a whole discussion over here. Let's keep going. Hasev Reb Yudon, so he asks, how can you even consider the possibility of him being an agent? Hare yesh lo tevel dvar Torah. He can have tevel, right? If he grows stuff in his backyard, it becomes tevel. And according to Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda in the Mishnah, he can separate the truma of his own tevel. Ain't a point to tevel dvar Torah. You'd all agree he can't do his fellow's tevel, his friend's tevel, until he becomes an adult. He can't become a shliach, right? That's the pshat. 23. In the context of truma, the Torah states, Gamatem, and we said it means to include also a shliach, and which means that he has to be bar chiyuva in truma, which excludes a minor from acting as an adult shliach. Okay, so basically what we're saying is like this: just because you are in the parsha that you could do it yourself doesn't mean you can be a shliach, because you see by truma, although he can do his own truma, he cannot be a shliach for someone else. The Khan, although he is in the parsha of bringing the offerings, in an asa shliach, he cannot bring the shlichas. Okay? So the Gemara concludes, just as a minor cannot serve as an agent for separating truma, he can't be an agent for anything else that he's liable, that he's able to perform on his own behalf. Okay. Now, one more thing. There's one last question here. We have time for it. It's 9:01. Should we wait for Bikurim for tomorrow? Okay, we'll wait for Bikurim for tomorrow then. Okay, Kol Tov. I got in talk. I got the Nacht.
I got the Nacht.
Yeah.
sometimes it's your bed.